Funny that we are talking to President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau today, because this morning I woke up to a text that says, your Netflix account has been suspended because we're having some trouble with your current account information. Recovery your Netflix account immediately. Recovery, not recover, by click link below. And below is spelled with two L's. So Steve Burness on the line with us. Guess what? I knew not to click on this link.
You knew the tip-off to the rip-off, Wendy, huh?
That's right. But all right, so honestly, listen, you get something, and I can't live without Netflix, okay? So you get this, and you panic, and it's immediate, and you freak out, and that's why this keeps working. Is that correct?
Exactly. Only that's why it keeps working, because people get fearful they're going to lose their account and they don't read it like you do and look at the spelling or anything like that. And some of them don't have misspelling. Some of them are well done. The Better Business Bureau suggests you not click on any links or text messages warning about an account being compromised in some way. Contact the bank directly, contact the credit card company or the provider of that account. The old-fashioned way, either by calling them up or going to the website directly. Don't click on those links. And they're sending to everybody, regardless if you have that account. You may not have Netflix or Netflix, as you said earlier.
that is the – and by the way, can I just tell you that Netflix is available? And, you know, if somebody checks the history on my computer, that's why I checked it. And you should spell it N-E-T-L-I-triple-X. That's what it's going to be.
Exactly. So, yeah, anytime you get those compromising accounts from somebody like that, we're seeing an increase at the Better Business Bureau. Please don't click on those links because it can do damage to your computer. Like I mentioned, even if you don't have those accounts, they're sending to everybody hoping you do have it. It's like a phishing email when they send everything out. And one time you'll get it from, it looks like your bank, and it's not from your bank. And they're asking for information or asking you to click on it, puts spam or malware on your computer, and it can do damage when they can lock the computer, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. And you also, there have been times, again, I got a phone call years ago saying, you know, there was a problem with my mortgage and, you know, you're going to lose the house. I mean, they really put the fear of God in you, and then you call and you're very willing to pay or do whatever you have to, but don't do it.
Exactly.
Also, I did give some gift cards to some relatives today, and not today, for the holiday season. And there was one I was able to get a receipt for, but then there was a Visa gift card that I purchased at Target, and they couldn't give me that little tiny slip that says how much is on there. So that kind of worried me a little bit, but I held on to my receipt and told the recipient, hey, there's supposed to be $50 on here. If it's empty, please let me know. How do you protect yourself with the gift cards?
Well, gift cards are a little bit complicated because there's so much theft has occurred recently, and we're seeing a record increase at the Better Business Bureau. You really got to check your balances with the company itself before going out, because we're seeing, you know, organizations like churches and regular companies buying these gift cards from well-known retailers, and the consumer goes in and there's nothing on there. So the theft is happening somewhere. We don't know where it's happening. The companies are investigating it, but the Better Business Bureau has seen an increase in gift card scams. So don't actually ever buy a gift card from somebody you don't know. So don't buy it from a third party, or don't sell your gift card to somebody for a lower amount, because sometimes they just take that card number and then they steal it and they never pay you for it. So gift cards have their baggage on them recently, and we've seen a lot of stories in the news where organizations are trying to buy legitimately, and there's no money on there. So keep the receipts, like you said, and make sure you check your balance and check and activate these cards. Some have to be activated ahead of time. Every company's different, so you have to read that fine print. Unfortunately, some people don't read that fine print. They just keep going, and then they realize they walk into the store, and then they're not activated.
Right. Steve Burness is on the line with us. And earlier this morning, I was talking about the text I got from Netflix, and I misspoke and said Netflix. And, I, you know, that was all funny, whatever. I can make fun of myself. But there are teens being targeted by online sextortion, and this is something serious we need to talk about.
Yeah, it's very serious. The FBI just issued a warning on December 19th, and it's happening all across the U.S., and it's happening here in Chicago. At least 3,000 children, mostly teenage boys, have been victims of this scheme recently that are connected, like you mentioned, very sad, to more than a dozen suicides this year. And this scale, U.S. authorities have not seen before. So basically what happens is that these teenagers think they're talking to, usually the boys are talking to a female acquaintance at a local school or local town, and they ask them to send pictures of themselves nude. And when the teenage boys do that, they reverse the roles, and they basically say, if you don't pay us now, we're going to send these nude pictures to all your friends, your family, your school, and so basically extorting them for money unless you pay us. So we want the consumers or students to feel free to contact their parents, talk to their parents about it. And the FBI wants everybody to be aware of this scam, this extortion scam. It's really devastating to families. And unfortunately, we had a dozen suicides this year attributed to the scam.
Kids are just so vulnerable, and I'm sorry, you know, you believe someone on the other end of a text or a conversation or a chat is who you're speaking to. First advice I have is don't send naked pictures of yourself to anyone. You can take them, you know, frame them, put them on your wall, do whatever you want there, but do not send them to anyone. Don't send anything. In fact, you should be very careful about texting people because people can copy and paste. So if you're gossiping about someone, you know, somebody can copy and paste and you can get yourself in some big trouble.
Exactly. And those pictures, you never know where they end up. You may send it to your friend, and that friend may copy to somebody else. And if it gets on the internet, as you know, it can stay on there for a very long time. And
guess
what happens when you're applying for a job? You know, you're applying for a job or something like that, and then pictures come up. So it's being very careful. Never send nude pictures of yourself. And again, the students especially, and even the elder generations, make sure you know who you're talking to. And there's a lot of imposters, you said, like you got one from Netflix today. There's so much imposters are out there in every industry, and they're taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah, you just have to be careful out there. And I feel bad. My mom passed away, you know, over 20 years ago. She was not very computer savvy. But I start thinking of people's parents and grandparents, and it's so easy to take care of someone or take advantage of someone who is not computer literate, and not all of us are.
Exactly. It happens all the time. We see that regardless of age, somebody may not be savvy. We're seeing a lot of increase in tech repair scams where you get a call or an ad appears on your computer, which is an ad. It looks like it's not an ad, saying something's wrong with your computer. Click here. We have to fix it. This is Microsoft calling. And so they're taking advantage of anybody who doesn't know about the computers or the harm that could be done if you give somebody access to your computers. But it's really consumers need to do their due diligence. Don't just click on any link. Don't let anybody call you and tell you you've got to do something quickly in 30 minutes or less. That's the tip off to the ripoff, Wendy.
There we go.
The only thing you do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza. The rest is investigate. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Check other sources. Don't answer your phone. Let it go to voicemail. And then do research on that particular number if they leave a message. It's getting so bad, Wendy, from kids to elder generations to anybody. Millennials, it's just going after anybody.
Well, stay safe out there. Steve Burness, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Wendy, and your listeners as well.